It's 1 o'clock. Okay, so we'll begin. I don't want to keep people beyond their time, but this is our last session, and it's rather sad in a way, because we've gotten to chat on the phone and learn from each other and share different things, and I hope it's been beneficial for all of you. I think what I want to ask people first, I guess, maybe is there some topic that you had hoped we would cover that we didn't? Knowing that this is a new platform for us, and it does have its limitations too. One of the things, for example, it would be difficult to demonstrate would be cooking. And we do know that there are podcasts, about cooking as a blind person. So that might be a format that could give you some assistance in that. We could give tips on that, but I don't know that we could have a class per se in cooking, or we'd have to restructure it, maybe do it somewhat differently than we've done some of these classes. That's just an example. But is there an area that you thought we should cover in a way and we didn't cover it? That might be my first question, if anybody has.
Oh, sorry. Let me get on that.
We have two hands raised.
Okay.
Yep, I'm getting there.
You got it, Jerry, or you want me to grab it?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Wayne, you've been asked to unmute.
Yeah.
You're unmuted.
Right. So I did not have a question. I heard you guys mention my name. I was just letting you know I was here.
Yeah. Okay, good.
In case they're...
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay unmuted, because I'm going to do next, because if you can stay unmuted, that would be good.
Okay, so you want Wayne left unmuted?
Yes, yes.
Okay, then I'm going to lower your hand, Wayne.
Okay.
Maybe. But, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay, Mary's hand raised. Go ahead, Mary. Mary and George. You're unmuted.
Hello. Thank you. Yes. Could you give some of the titles of those podcasts then for the blind?
I don't know them per se. I mean, what I know is I've seen different things listed. And honestly, I didn't write the titles down, and without me writing them down. But what I'm saying is, I think if you look, you'll find some things. I also do know, actually, the Hadley Institute for the Blind is an organization that has many things. Okay, so they have, I don't know if you want to call them classes. Well, they are. They're shorter. Some are 15 minutes, some are 30 minutes. They have a lot of different things on independent living in general and different topics. Okay. That might be a place to look first. But I do know that some university had something, and it was cooking blind or something. And I know President Rick Abono appeared on that show in September.
Cooking in the dark?
No. So, is that what it was? I don't know.
Yeah, there's one through Blind Mice Mart or something like this called Cooking in the Dark.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So they're out there. You may have to, you know, hunt around for them a little bit. But
that Hadley is great also for the computer, for the iPhone.
Yes,
I'm glad you mentioned that. And I work with
Hadley have a class called Tech It Out with Ricky Inger. She spoke at our last in-person seniors meeting at our last national convention in Las Vegas.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got an email from a British woman who has something on the internet about cooking as a blind person. So, and I really don't remember what she titled herself. But there are things out there if you hunt around and search for them. Now, I can't vouch for their, you know, how good they are, how advanced they are, or simple or something like that. But, you know, that's something you could look for. You probably find. Yeah.
Next is Linda. She has her hand raised. Linda D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You're unmuted, Miss Linda.
Yes, I'm Linda from New Jersey. The one day, I tuned in a little bit late because I was longer than I expected on my errand. But I tuned in at 1:29 or something like that. And, what am I saying, 1:29?
Well, whatever. Uh-huh.
Well, whatever time was.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know that the subjects were guns and car whatever he was doing with the antique cars.
Car maintenance,
And home maintenance. And I never heard the home maintenance. The home maintenance was supposed to be the last thing. And I never heard anything about the home maintenance. So I would like that to be included next year.
Okay, that's a good thing. Yeah, home maintenance.
Yeah, and anything we can learn about home maintenance would be wonderful.
Okay, that's good. That's good, yes.
We have Estelle.
Okay, Estelle.
Yes, this is Estelle from Colorado. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I think the program has been just wonderful, and I really appreciate your doing this. I hope we can continue with some virtual programs, even post-COVID. But my question or my comment is, I was wondering, and I'm sure you can't do these on the virtual programs. They have to be kind of private, but I'm wondering if you could tell me where I could find some information on personal and intimate issues like cleaning and other kinds of personal things for blind people. Thank you.
Well, I do think, again, the Hadley School does have a lot of different classes on daily living and techniques. So that might be a, you know, more, they probably have broken them down into specific tasks so that you could, you know, look through to see what would, might be of interest to you. I don't know if you're asking about personal hygiene, what, where you would find that. It may be possible that they have something in that area as well.
Yes, hygiene, well,
you know,
right. As I'm in the process of losing vision, I'm beginning to wonder, well, how am I going to know this is going on if I can't see what's happening?
mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things. But I will check with Hadley. Thank you.
Yeah, they might, you know, and then, it might be something that, you know, we could consider figuring out. We would need, I think in certain areas you need people who are professionally skilled at some things, and maybe people who have lost their vision and have made those adaptations, you know, to mm-hmm. give information and that sort of a thing. The Zoom platform may not be the best for that. Maybe a more conference call or some more, you know, platform might work for that.
Right, right.
You know, because it's more of a personal nature for folks. But that's a good point. I'll take that definitely into consideration.
And Estelle, this is Wayne.
Yeah.
I know that when I was at the center, Maureen that used to work there, she's done a number of videos, like doing your makeup and personal care type of videos. It's breaking. I think if you look on Google, Breaking Blind. I think, there was a show called Breaking Bad, and I think she did a series of videos called Breaking Blind. So
is that on YouTube?
Google, YouTube that. Check that out on YouTube.
Yep. Okay.
And, Maureen Neufeld.
Yes, I remember.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very
much. Sure.
Okay, Buddy is, oh, Buddy, your hand went away.
Oh, there you
are. No, you're good. You're unmuted, sir.
Okay, I just was going to chime in about the cooking, online cooking shows. I've been listening to the Braillists.org, and they do several things, but one of them is a cooking show as well. It's a Braille with IST after it. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Are there any other hands?
We have Shelley.
Okay.
I've just asked Shelley to unmute.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking the other day, and we came up with the saying, Ruth, and it's we learn from others and share with each other. You know,
yes.
We sit. We all learn these things individually, and we bring it all and share with one another. It's kind of great.
Well, that's right. I mean, no one can know everything.
There you go, Shelley.
And many things.
Well, nope, she's still not unmuted. We have June M., who also has her hand up. We'll see if she can. Okay, we got a. Okay, June, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks so much. Okay. I was a former student with the Hadley Institute for the Blind, and now I'd like to share that they now have workshop and in different group discussions now. But as far as their courses are concerned, I was told that they have been either eliminated, put on online. I don't know which the circumstances, but if anyone wants to go to their website, they can, if they have a computer or if they're connected with the internet.
Well, yeah, that's a good place. A lot of their places are online, depending on the class, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, I
so, but they have instituted a number of online classes, and I think they're even also on YouTube, so depending on the class. But they have expanded their independent living classes. We did have a speaker come at our last a year ago when we were in person senior division meeting. So she did explain what the new initiatives that Hadley, and it's now called Hadley Institute for the Blind. That's a name change.
Unless they slightly changed the name. I know it was Hadley Hall one time.
Yes, yes.
We did get Shelley unmuted. I'm sorry.
Okay, Shelley. Okay.
I'm sorry, Miss June.
Hi. I'm just struck. I'm still learning how to do all this. I'm sorry. The one thing about the maintenance I was going to offer is that Frank Loza did talk about a little bit of plumbing type things. He talked about the bathroom sink and like unplugging that, taking some of the pipes apart and those sorts of things. It was kind of in conjunction with talking about his car. But other kinds of maintenance I'm sure he knows it. It's just he got kind of focused on one area there, but it was plumbing that he did talk about. Yeah, that's what I was going to offer.
Right, but we could expand that. I think that was the point that we could do that. Yeah. Right. Okay. So, Wayne, you are my chairman of membership, or not mine. I mean, you are the National Federation of my senior division. I sound possessive.
No.
I don't
know. That's okay, Ruth. I'll be your membership chair.
Robert is my webmaster, I tell him to, which it sounds. Anyway, but we would like to tell people, if they are not a member of our division, would like to be, would you want to tell them what they could do?
Sure. It would
do that.
Yes. There's a few things you could do. If you go to seniors.nsb.org, you can go to our website and find out a bunch of information there about our seniors division, meetings and various states in their meeting. Robert, I have that posted up there. And also, this information, this whole retreat, this 2020 virtual retreat, once we get that edited, it will be posted on the site as well. But also to become a part of the listserv and to receive notifications, all you have to do is go to nfb.seniors.org and find join the listserv, click on that link, and put in your email address and say that you want to be a member. That's it. And you'll start getting all the notifications of the various things that are happening within the seniors division. And if you find that to be difficult, we can assist you, and I'm glad to assist you. If you would call me or email me, Wayne Marshall, I can give you my number. Phone number is 303-525-9191 or waynefmarshall@gmail.com. Again, that's waynefmarshall@gmail.com.
Yes.
And the number is 303-525-9191. And I'll be glad to assist anyone with getting connected with our National Seniors Division.
Okay, good, good.
Judy Sanders has her hand raised.
Go ahead,
Hello.
Judy.
Hello. Hi. I wanted to, well, first of all, Wayne, do we only pay dues during convention time, or if they want to join now, should we say that there are dues for $5 a year?
And there is. And you can do that anytime, although it's just customary that we've always done that at our national meeting. And of course this year was virtual and some people may have missed that. So by all means, we gladly accept memberships at any time of the year. And that's just $5, and that was the way to pay that on the site as well. Or, you can also, again, contact any of us and we can tell you how to mail it in, to, our, but I want to say accounting, but I know that's not the right word.
Treasurer.
Treasurer. Thank you. Not accountant. Yeah. Treasurer, Duncan, Diane McGeorge and Duncan Larson. So,
we can let them know mm-hmm. that. We don't have to tell them that. But right. too much to remember.
Right.
It is. It's a lot.
If people go to nfbnet.org, you can find all the listservs that the NFB has, and one of them is for cooks. And it's not lessons, I don't think, so they may talk about how to get lessons, I don't know. But they give each other advice, and I think they share recipes sometimes. And so if you can follow the directions, you can join any listserv that you find there.
And you'll find us there as well, even the seniors division. Yep.
Carol's iPhone is asked to unmute. They have a question, I guess, or a comment. There you go. You are unmuted. No, she's not unmuted.
Does she have to hit *6?
What she's I on an iPhone. She should be able to just hit the mute button or the unmute button on her iPhone.
Well, is that she cannot? Well,
yeah.
Can she hit *6 as well, though?
Either one.
I should say when you pay dues, if you pay them now, which is fine, they are equivalent up till the next NFB National Convention, which will be in July 2021. And so then in June, July 2021, we'll be collecting dues for the year 2021 to 2022, just to clarify that.
She is now on
dues. Annual dues.
That's right, annual dues. Of $5.
Yep. You're now unmuted.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. I was in the wrong app. But Barbara Parks couldn't get in for a while, and I just wanted to alert you to the fact, and she's in now. So that's all I needed.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And we've got June M.
Well,
that was June Mason. We had her.
Yeah. I wanted to also ask, my next question is kind of, has anybody tried doing, you know, you've heard people give you a lot of tips and information this week. Has anybody like to share some experience they've had? Maybe you've tried something and how it went for you. If you heard something, a method of doing something and it maybe worked for you, or maybe you made an adaption to it, or maybe you tried something new just that we haven't talked about, but you just felt inspired and did that. I did have a call this morning from Ann Halford from New Mexico, and she shared with me that she liked the Glenn's idea about laying the cane on the floor and sweeping it to find things. So she said that was a very good tip for her. So I thought I'll just share that, for example.
We have 6 people with their hands up.
Okay, good.
I was going to say I got a couple of calls, too, and I was hoping that they called and shared what they did with me as well.
Uh-huh.
Let's ask 510. They haven't spoken this week.
Right. Good, good.
So I've asked. Hello. Unmuted.
Yeah.
This is Marian George. So I have tried a number of different ways on the iPhone, not a number, but twice. The mute would say I was unmuted, and yet you couldn't hear me. So then I went back to the keypad. I kept swiping until it said keypad, and they give you the keypad 1 through 0, and at the very end there it says end call. It says pound end call. If you sweep right to the left, you can go 9 and stars on the other side. I double tap that. I go forward, left to right to the 9. It raises my hand. You guys have unmuted me, and I go back to the star, double tap that, and then swipe back to the 6 and double tap that. And that has worked every time. So just wanted to let you know that keypad for some people who are having trouble on their iPhones with a mute, that's what I went to. It's right there in the Zoom. Sweeping it from left to right, it says keypad, double tap on that, back sweep until you get to the star, double tap on that, sweep until you get to the 9, double tap on that, and it raises the hand. It sounds like a long process, but it has been seconds now, and it has been working. So I wanted to share that.
Well, that's good to know. I might try that one, too.
June is also
you got to try whatever works, right?
Right.
June is also unmuted, Miss Ruth.
Okay.
Go ahead, June.
In the past, as far as independent living skills is concerned, I was taking a course with the Hadley Institute in hometown New York City. This is way before I moved to Colorado, which I'm now a Coloradian from New York. I had a couple of times, as a matter of fact, twice I did this in two states, my hometown and California, after I left New York and lived here until 2005. I had tried to use the broom to sweep the floor, but I did this barefootingly, and it just did not work at all. So I used the vacuum cleaner, which is much better. And I'd also, Ruth, like to say hello to Wayne Marshall, if he's still
Yeah.
I'm here. Hi, Joan.
He's still here. He's still here. He didn't disappear.
I worked with June many years ago on some technology stuff. So, yeah. Well, I think that would be a good topic to talk about is when we talk about cleaning. You know, we talked about maintenance and home maintenance, and we can include that because I know there are some specific techniques with cleaning and vacuuming and, you know, some people using bare feet to feel things on the carpet when you're vacuuming floors and that kind of stuff. So that's a good idea to maybe mention some of those cleaning techniques for future class.
We have the 510 unmuted.
Okay. Yes, hi. This is Peggy from California, and I just am so thankful for this retreat and all of us getting together. It has really, really been wonderful. And I agree with what Randy said. It's cool to be blind, and we've definitely shown that. Something that I really took away from this, too, is I was so glad to hear Matt presentation because I have this iPhone and I used to really be a tech teacher, but I can't keep up. So I really am looking forward to getting some help with the iPhone. I'm going to check out his podcast. Thank you.
Oh, good. And we're glad that I think this is the first time you checked in, Peggy. So this is, I'm glad that you did. And also, the Pennsylvania affiliate in, starting, I guess in April, maybe March, whenever, they had a series of different classes that they offered, and one of them was on the iPhone. And under NFB, I think P, it could be PA.org/archives, they have all of their classes. I mean, they divide it to each, you know, each different, even a part of an app if it's applicable, you know, so you can look for more extensive maybe information on specific applications of the iPhone that you might be interested in. It's just one more resource, but I'm sure maps are also good too. So there's many resources out there once you start looking.
Linda W. has her hand raised.
Okay.
We've asked her to unmute. There you go. You're unmuted, miss.
Hi. Thank you. Just quick question. Would it be, great if, there was, continuing, whether it's, you know, seminars, actually in the Zoom format would be great too. Have you all considered doing that, or do you typically do ongoing workshops and seminars over the phone?
Okay, well, what we've done in the past, we started this many years ago. That's probably why we used a conference call, and I think we started conference calls, I think, around 2013 or 14, if I remember. So it was kind of before Zoom was as popular as it is. I know that Zoom was invented many years ago, so it was available. We just didn't know about it. And we had every spring, we have conference calls that are nationwide conference calls on a variety of topics. And those are already on our website and they can be downloaded. But yes, I think we can, you know, I'll need to talk to the board and see what we can do. But we could, I mean, I think this COVID has made everybody think differently about how to communicate and you know, what's possible. And so we did these conference calls. We did them in the spring just because, well, I wasn't sure how many we could have in a year. I mean, you could have as many as you want, but I wanted to see how they would, you know, people would be interested in them. And it just happens in the Federation that many more, I believe more conventions are held in the fall than they are in the spring. So, you know, that was my reasoning way back then, which probably has nothing to do with today, but that's why it started, I guess, as it has. So, I mean, we certainly could do, you know, those, and we could use the Zoom platform possibly. and maybe we could have like little mini sections on different things.
Yeah.
So
it would be great to be like have something like once a month or something like that.
Yeah. So we certainly could do that. So, you know, you can let us know what you think you'd be interested in, and we can kind of go from there on, you know, because it's just a matter of planning and finding the people. And as you can see in the Federation, if you want to know something, you'll find somebody who knows how to do it. So that's a good thing. And
yeah, it's been very helpful. I've been sitting next to my Alexa the whole time, and I've got now a list of, in addition to my music songs, which I didn't know where else to put them, I have a list of all these ideas that you guys have generated. So it's been good. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, we have another lady, or a number that hasn't spoken is a 720 number. So I've asked them to unmute. You're unmuted.
This is Carol from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I'm new to all of this stuff. And what is the difference between Zoom and conference calls?
Okay. Well, I don't know all the technical stuff, but conference call
Don't tell me technical.
Yeah. It really is. You're just using your phone. Okay. You don't have other options. You can't use a computer, or you can't use I don't know if you can use Alexa, but it's where you could have more than three people talk on the phone. You could have up to 999 or whatever the number is.
Yeah.
And you dial in a number, and then you do have an access code. So you do still have the two code system. And that's what it is. And you can record your sessions as well if you want to. So that's what a conference call is.
In most conference calls, you just have the voice, and with Zoom, you can have both vision and voice. So you can,
that's correct.
Oh, okay. So that's all I use voice, because my computer is put, and I'm not replacing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got, let's see. Carol's iPhone again. Gotcha. You're muted.
Okay. This is Carol from Alabama. Boy, I got him fast that time. All righty. Two things I wanted to mention. One is that our seniors division in Alabama has gone back to using free conference call, because Zoom kept changing some settings and it was confusing people, and they were having trouble getting in. And they seem to be more comfortable with the conference call. I need to go in there as the host and figure out how to record our meetings. I think that would be something I need to do.
If you want to know, ask Robert.
The other thing I wanted to mention is a method that I use for getting sweeping done thoroughly. And I can do this. I have some vision, but I've done this under blindfold just as well. So I know it works for people who have none. If you sweep everything in a quarter of a room, I have a big kitchen, so I split it up into three areas, really. And you sweep everything in a given area into one spot. And then you have some wet paper towels available and lay it down on top of that corner. And then lay your hand flat on top of the paper towels, and just bring your fingers together like you're squeezing them. And then turn it over before you pick it up. Just turn your hand over so the back of your hand's against the floor. It will pick up most of what's there. And if you have a second thing of wet paper towels available, go over it again just to make sure. If you've gotten a lot of water on the floor, have some dry paper towels available to wipe it up, but then go to your next area of the room and do the same thing, sweeping into a different spot. That seems to work for me and for some other people real well. Just hope maybe it helps somebody.
Thank you. Next we have Miss, she disappeared. Miss Linda D. I asked to unmute. Miss Linda, can you unmute?
Yes,
there you go.
It's Linda from New Jersey again. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the tech division, the senior division section of the tech seminars very, very much. And that's what I got the most out of. Thank you.
Okay, good.
Okay, we have Ed. Well, people keep bouncing around on me. Sorry.
All done. Zoom meeting.
You're unmuted.
We're all unmuted. Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to say I had a wonderful, wonderful time this week. Really enjoyed myself. And I also love the tech part of it all. But what I got out of it, Ruth and Wayne, it's more to you, Brother Wayne. Oh, of course, Wayne has trained me on the last retreat that I went on with Miss Ruth down in South Carolina the last time. I really got some very good information from standing out there on the deck in South Carolina with the sun shine on your face. I really use that today, which is really, really great. But on this one, this week, I really got the thumb and the index finger for the white cane. I'm still practicing, Wayne, on that. I haven't mastered it yet. But I'm going to
the open palm.
Right, the open palm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I really got out of this year. And for the check part, I picked up my new Victor reader last year, and I really still trying to learn how to do different note section and files. So if I can get more information on that, that's going to really help me too. Thank you for my question.
Okay, good. So we could have Victor a section on the Victor stream. Yeah, we could do that. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We have Miss Janie.
Our Janie?
Yes, Miss Janie.
And here I am.
There she is.
From Jersey.
Hi, everybody.
Janie from Jersey.
Hi.
Yes, all the way from New Jersey. I just want to thank everybody, the staff, people that were teaching and working, and the Zoom administrators, and everybody else that came to the conference and really came with an open mind and an open heart and shared with each other. I also felt very warm hearing that some people got something out of the tech division portion. I just wanted to let you know that Matt Volbrecht is the gentleman, and I think the woman's name was Peggy, who got something out of Matt's. And he does teach every day. Mondays and Wednesdays are classes. Tuesdays and Thursdays are help sessions. And sometimes he even does it on Fridays. And again, it's all gratis. A couple of other comments. As far as the Victor stream, I just got a piece of information from a group in Canada. And if I can have the gentleman's email address, I can send that to him. There's two beautiful demos on the Victor Reader stream, how to put your files on there and everything. So if I can, maybe I'll send that information to Wayne and he can get, or whoever, and or we can get it to him.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay? Send that to me and send that to me. I like to have it, and
very
I'll be glad
good
to forward on to
and
Eddie.
I'm not saying we can't do it next time if we do a virtual
reading. Right, right.
We also have a demo there. And the last piece of information is for anybody that wants some just beginning voiceover information, or a beginner on the iPhone, to me, and again, everybody has to find their spot that's the best. My favorite spot to go to is Apple This. So it's Apple, but it's the visual portion, visibility portion for the people that can't see. APPLEVIS.com. They have everything there. Podcast, newsletter that comes out once a month on the first of the month that has all the upcoming things, free links, free everything. So that's where I would go, and they actually have a beginner's guide to the iPhone. There's a whole list of things there. So if you're having trouble, you know, creating folders, for instance, somebody asked that this week, there's a podcast on it. And you can look there. So applevis.com is what I would recommend. And thank you, everybody, for coming with a good heart and a good head. I appreciated all of you. Thanks again.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Janie, for all the work that you've done, too. You had really inspiring and very knowledgeable guest speakers.
Thanks. I'm always wound up. Yes. I can't help it.
So, it was so much so that even I think of myself as being somewhat tech savvy. And I enjoyed the tech part, and I'm actually going to listen in to some of Matt's classes to learn even more.
Good for you.
Mr. Buddy has his hand raised.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we asked him to unmute.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
I wanted to say thank you. I really got a lot from the discussions from the mobility portions, being new to vision loss. Probably some of the things a lot of people take for granted, I'm just learning. And as an example, the thing that really was sort of highlighted was somebody who talked about some, he said, we have educated ankles. And he also talked about there being a crest or a crown in the road. And I had never thought about this. And I crossed the road in my development to the mailbox for 13 years. And right after that discussion, for the first time, I felt the difference. I knew more or less when I was in the center of the road because of that. And I thought, I've been doing this for 13 years every day, and I've never noticed that. So sometimes the things that are right there in front of you, you just don't know are there. And so I really appreciate that. It seems like a real simple thing, but I appreciated that. So thanks.
Well, good, buddy. That's true. And some of it is just being aware. Someone else can point something out, like you say, and you go, okay, I wasn't aware of that, or I didn't think of it in that way, so I didn't use that as a landmark or information that could be useful to me. But now I can do that. So it is empowering, those little things that we can use. And a lot of times they are a little bit, they're good.
Yeah. Ruth, I'm glad he said that because, yeah. Some of the things that we mentioned, some of our more advanced cane travel or cane users, they would know that. They know these things, and some of it was, you know, repetition for others. But you never know who knows what, you know, what someone knows or don't know. And so we were trying to have something to share on every level for everyone. And so some of those said over there said, we know that, but that's why. And you heard that from him too.
We have Ida. I've asked to unmute.
*6, Ida, now *6.
She's unmuted.
Okay.
Did I unmute?
Yes, there you are, Ida.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. I want to thank each and every one of you and each of us because the Lord has blessed us with this retreat. And I'm so grateful. Everyone has done a fantastic job. All of the speakers, the ones that made it possible, you all have done a fantastic job, and I'm so grateful to you. I'm learning, and I'm grateful to be learning. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, and know that we all need each other. There are so many things that we can do. I'm learning every day, even though I'm a senior, but I'm learning, and I'm so glad to be learning. Thank you all for making it possible for me to continue to grow and to be better and to do better. And I want to encourage all of my young seniors, as long as you have the ability to try to remain as mobile as you can, doing whatever you can do, our mobility helps us with our balance and our stability. And I'm just encouraging, because as we grow older, sometimes we want to become sedentary, but that's not the thing to do. Move as much as you can move, even in your room, in your apartment, or whatever area you have, move. And if you can't move, you know, whatever,
Amen.
If you have a hand or foot or toe, move it. Love you.
Amen.
She should be doing our exercise class.
Yeah.
Yes, I enjoy the exercise. I enjoy. You guys have made it possible for us in so many ways. You just don't know how much you have blessed me and others. And I just like to say thank you. And I love you.
We love you too, Ida.
love you too.
Oh, Ida.
Yeah.
We were blessed to have Ida at one of our in-person retreats. And you can tell that she was a ball of energy, and she was a lot of fun to be with. So we're glad to have you now too, Ida.
I've asked Miss Barb to unmute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody unmuted me already.
Oh, go ahead.
It's Mary.
Go ahead, Mary.
And praise God. Thank you, ma'am, for saying that. It's so true. I was going to say, for some of the beginners who are not getting out and about with a cane, to even practice within the home, I would highly suggest it, but it's hard to do that when they're not really motivated yet. So I kind of wanted to go on about talking about that within the home. It is great when the cane is used and something is dropped on the floor. What a great surface area it covers in order to sweep it so you are the center point. And once you hear that, then you can reach over to get it. And for some people with sore knees, that's hard to do. Sometimes that's hard to do. So sometimes when I've dropped something, I've just doubled up a towel or tripled up a towel and put it down where my knees are going to go on the floor while using the cane to sweep. So I just kind of wanted to add that. And then different items in the home that can be used as canes. And one thing is a ruler. When we're sitting down at our table, and let's say we drop something on the table, a ruler is really good. It covers a lot of surface area. So our hands and our arms don't have to bump over other items that might possibly be there. And when we're eating, I offer to the clients a lot the knife, the dull knife, you know, when it's placed with the knife and fork and spoon, it is an excellent cane. That knife can identify different objects, whereas the fork and spoon, I'm not saying not to use those, but it can kind of clip food at times and kind of knock it on the side of the plate. And something I remember when I went through training, it was 30 years ago, to always check around your plate when you're seated. With a napkin, you can clean up your area so it doesn't fall on your lap. And sighted people aren't saying, oh, you spilled, because they do watch us. It's true. They're watching us to see how we do things and what's going on. So I would just kind of like to make those suggestions that the knife when seated and eating is a great cane. The ruler when you're maybe doing an art project or something on the table is a great cane to cover more surface area on the table. And just to triple up a towel for some of us whose knees hurt when we have to get down on the floor, that's just kind of something that has helped. Amen. I'm done.
Those are good suggestions. They're very good suggestions.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Diane McGeorge. I think I'm unmuted.
You are.
Said I was.
You are. Go
area
ahead.
Area that we haven't covered, and we might want to think about how to do this. Next time we have a retreat. I have a lot of work for me.
Wait, I'm hearing running water and dishes and something. I'm not sure.
Wayne's got a lot of background.
That's somebody else.
Do you mind
Nobody
if I
else.
Mute you for a few minutes, Wayne?
Yeah.
No, you can mute me.
Yeah.
So anyway,
thank you.
They say I have trouble. I don't know what's on my plate, and I'm afraid that I'm not eating neatly. That is a very sensitive area I have found for seniors, and I believe we could address that maybe next time. In a very helpful, tactful way. We don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable. At the Colorado Center, sometimes we would have meals there, and people could ask different questions, and they felt very comfortable in that setting. And then other times, we would go to a restaurant that wasn't too huge. Big restaurants are noisy for old people. And so we would take one that wasn't too big, and they could hear well. And they felt okay with demonstrations there. But it is kind of a sensitive area. It's just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a good one, too.
Miss Barb is now unmuted.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I took some classes back in 2011, and then in 2016, they had to remove my eyes. So I have no vision, but I had vision when I went in 2011. And I sat there and watched people as they ate, and I thought, I don't ever want to be like this. So I found a tape, and I have taken it to several people who are losing their vision because it gave you instructions, several different methods in eating. You could eat in a circle, just starting at your plate and turning your plate and eat to the inside. Or my method that I like better and more like everybody else is eating is to take that knife and use it at the edge of your plate that something's not falling off. It's a bumper for it. So that's worked well for me in eating. And I'm not real good at cutting meat. And I've just learned it's easier to say, would you cut that in small pieces to begin with? Then when we sit down to eat, everybody's ready, including myself. I appreciate the young lady who gave me the hint on using oil cold so that I could measure them better, and that does work much better. I have one thing that helps me with oven cooking. I use mittens and such, but to get the rack that I have the food on, I took two paint stirrers and glued them together and then drilled a slot about a half an inch and from the middle of the paint stick out that was the size of the front of one of the racks in the oven. And so I can hook that rack and pull it out without trying to put my hands into the oven and touching the top of my hand on another rack.
That's a good suggestion.
Okay, those are, yes, those are all good. You know, anything you can do to stay safe and that works for you, you know, is a good technique.
We have, let's see. I apologize. Miss Ruth, the other Miss Ruth.
The other Miss Ruth is here. I just want to say amen to Miss Ida. I vote we put her on the agenda for next year. She really ministered to me with what she said. I love the text sessions every day. And it's not just because our Janie is a Jersey girl and she paid me to say this. Just kidding. But I just got an A lady who shall be nameless, an A lady. And I really needed that info. So thank you. And if I could make one more comment, Matt Volbrecht was great, but so high energy and so much information at once, I couldn't take it all in. Will there be a transcript of the sessions?
We have recorded the sessions, so when we do put them on our web page, you will be able to go back and listen. And I guess what you can do, I'm not sure, but you probably can slow him down a little bit or repeat what he said. So you'll have a little more control over that. But yes, and in that sense, there's a transcript, you know, because you'll hear him. You can hear him as many times as you want.
Miss Carol's iPhone has her hand raised. Didn't hear you, Jerry.
Ralph is unmuted, I believe.
Okay, Ralph.
Okay, Ralph is unmuted. Sorry, Jerry.
Oh, sorry. I was muted.
Thank you. I have to repeat what everybody has said so far, but I have a little bit different situation. My brother and I are third generation macular degeneration, and I've been living with fears of what's around the corner for me since the mid-50s when Dad lost his eyes. My brother lost his eyes when he was 43, and I'm scaring age 79, so I've been afraid for quite a few years. And the biggest thing I got was encouragement that all I have to do is pick up this telephone and call, for my case, the National Federation for the Blind for Texas and say, okay, I'm ready for some schools. And it sounds like schools are there. And like I say, I'm encouraged that I'm going to have that kind of support.
Well, I'm glad that you have found that support, Ralph. There are, you know, those of us that have been in this field of blindness for many years, it is true that in some families, because of genetics and other things, that there are many members or several members perhaps that have vision loss. And even within families, it can be, the attitude of the people who are losing the vision can vary greatly. And so some people find it more easy to adapt and other people struggle mightily. And, you know, maybe it's their attitude or how they see themselves and how they believe that society sees them. So, there are many factors that contribute to our notion of who we are as blind people. But I do believe that over time, what we do see is those people who lose vision, who become aware of and learn about and live with and take suggestions from other blind people, they tend to have a more fulfilling life and to be happier people because they have a whole group of people to network with and to be with and to know that blind people can be successful and have very diverse lives. One of the reasons we had hobbies, someone said once, well, why do you need to have all this class on hobbies? And I said, well, I think if people find things that they're really interested in doing, that could be a motivation. And what I hope we showed or demonstrated to some degree is how diverse people are who happen to be blind, that we are not the same at all. We're all very different. And yet we deal with our blindness and we deal with it in different ways. but that we can move forward and find other people to enjoy, and that we can enhance the quality of life of others around us and our own life as well. So I'm glad that you are more, hopefully a little more comfortable in knowing that you have a group of friends now and people who can help you go through your journey of losing vision.
Yeah, I do feel a lot more comfortable. And one thing I didn't mention, you just mentioned, I heard an awful lot of people that said they've been blind most of their lives, and yet they're very active in their community. So that also is encouraging.
Miss Ruth, yeah. We have a gentleman wrote in the chat, Mr. Bill. He said he would like to see Braille music in the hobbies. Maybe a suggestion.
Okay.
A suggestion
about
of
that. Yeah. Okay.
Braille music in the hobby section.
Okay.
Yeah. I just
have a thought on the Braille music. Just for if you contact the Library of Congress in Washington D.C., the Blind Library has a music collection where there is Braille music. You can learn it, and there's a lot of, especially for piano, there's a Bill Brown section in the music area of Bard that you can actually learn the piano, and they actually physically play the notes of everything you need to learn. So that's just some information about that.
Okay, that's good. I didn't know that. So now I do.
Well, that's the only message.
Learning, yeah.
That was the only message in the chat. I figured I better go look and see because we hadn't checked it. But
right.
Jerry, who you unmute next?
Peggy is our next person. There you go, Peggy. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to ask, what is the spelling of Matt's last name? I didn't understand his last name.
It is V as in Victor, O as in Oliver, L, two L's as in like, B as in boy, R as in Ruth, E is in every, C is in cat, H, I think, is in hard, and T is in Tom.
Whoa, okay, thank you. I'm glad I asked that. And I just wanted to say to the gentleman who spoke, a couple people before, welcome to our family. I have always been blind, and you are in a wonderful family now, friends. So we all help each other. And lastly, I gave myself a COVID-19 gift because I was going crazy and I wasn't able to get out to work. And it's the A lady, and I have never looked back. So I encourage those of us who were hesitant to just get that A.
Gee, I thought we were your COVID-19 by joining the retreat.
Well, you too, but okay, thank you.
Jennifer is next.
Hi, I'm Jennifer from New Jersey, and I want to thank you for taking what was supposed to be an in-person retreat and converting it into a virtual retreat, which could not have been easy. I must confess that I am probably the least tech-savvy person on the call.
Oh, no, so, probably me.
But I have to tell you that everything was enlightening, from the cane walking to the technology aspect, and I am stunned to hear what the A-Lady could do and what Newsline does. And I've certainly heard of both, but this has certainly given me the opportunity to have a better understanding. And a gentleman just mentioned something about Bard and piano playing, and I will follow up on that because I used to be an avid piano player and have stopped. But I thank you from the bottom of my heart for this week.
Oh, good. Well, we're glad that you joined us, and I'm glad that you everybody finds something when we share ideas and knowledge with one another. So that's wonderful.
Carol, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't find the unmute button anywhere. Okay. I just wanted to say thank you to Miss Ida, and everything she said was just wonderful, I thought. We've just done a virtual walkathon to raise money in Alabama for our affiliate. And it went so well that we formed a committee to keep people walking, just to spur each other on. And I used the Step Counter app and was amazed that in 2 days I walked 8 miles in my house, just walking around as I was doing phone calls and as I was reading a book and as I was on on calls. And boy, it blew me away. But I do want to encourage everybody to keep moving. And also, I wanted to ask if at the end of this hour, if y'all would mind unmuting everybody so we can clap just to thank you for everything you've done this week. You staff, we would love to be able to go build the Federation cheer or something.
June.
I don't see why not. Everything is possible, right?
Right.
June M is next. Are you able to unmute June? Try one more time here. We'll go to Marion George.
I was going to say Vincent hasn't spoken yet either.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see the bottom of that.
I enjoyed this. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, I enjoyed the retreat. For the first time, as much as I did this week, and I'm sorry that I missed out on the philosophy class and a little bit on the technology class a little bit. I didn't tune into that, and I kind of feel bad. I would like to know about the technology division apart. Is there a way that I can get in touch with the National Federation Technology Division other than...
Well, some states have divisions. I can send you a contact for Janie, and she probably can put you in touch with people.
Sorry, but I would have to have it on recorded or something. But
well, you can read Braille, right?
I can.
You're a Braille reader?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I can send it to you in written Braille. Yeah, I can do that.
Yes, grade 2 and grade 1 Braille. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Although I've had some training with Wayne Marshall in the past and some other training in the past, I am still interested very much in technology, but I somehow still feel beratedly deprived because of where I'm living. And I'm with Comcast, and
issue that you'll have to deal with your, where you are living. And what's available there. I mean, because there are different internet issues that we probably can't address here,
right.
Depending upon, the factors of what your senior housing has. So I would suggest that you deal with your NFB people in Colorado. You've got a lot of knowledgeable people there that can assist you just because they're local and they can, work with you in your apartment and whatever you need to do there. But I don't think we can help too much because it would depend upon, what's happening in your part of the state, in your area, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's been a lovely retreat. First
okay,
time
good.
Oops.
Good.
I apologize.
All right, well,
okay.
Go ahead, Marion. Marion George, I think.
Okay, thank you. You have mentioned NFBnet.org. Is that the same website you're talking about getting some of these recordings from?
Okay, NFBnet is the listserv for all of the NFB listservs.
Yeah.
Our senior page is seniors.nfb.org. That's our senior page. Whatever we have on there does have the listing of the recordings that we've done in the past.
Okay, and can you repeat that one more time, please? Seniors.nfb.
Sure. B.org. That is our senior web page. We do have a seniors listserv on the NFB Net listserv as well. But that's just a listserv. It does not have our recordings of the things that we've done in the past.
And Vincent is our last person.
Yes, thank you very much. It is beyond enjoyment. I was really overwhelmed by the enthusiasm of the entire group. Formerly, I didn't have too many senior models. Noam Chomsky is really one of my favorites. But now the entire NFB senior members are part of that. And I cannot say enough. I lost completely my eyesight on one eye, my good eye, last year and started getting some training. But it was not until this year that I am getting my feet wet. And I have had the fortune of having a fantastic, I'm learning Braille. Tom Anderson is my instructor, still working with him. Fantastic
good.
Individual. Eileen Levin, Verizon, Janie, Degenshine, Matt Walbrecht, the White Cane also, a lot of tips that I just hadn't thought about. I mean, it was fantastic. The what if section session, the philosophy session, I mean, just everything. And the information that was shared by the participants. I don't know. It's like I had homework before. I have considerably more homework now, but it is all very, very enjoyable. I mean, this is, I'm 73 and I just stopped working a few months ago, and I am glad to be back in kindergarten. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you're just going to work for yourself, right? So you can, when you retire, you can, work for yourself. I say you can do the things that you want to do. So
well,
now
I'm
you
looking
can
forward.
Emphasize
yeah,
what
I'm
you want
to
do. Yes. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I was mistaken. We have one more. Linda, go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to thank you all again. I really learned a lot from the whole workshop and seminars. And when you were asking, I thought of one more thing when you were asking about things that we might like to see in the future. It would be really neat if there were, and there may be some already, but if it would be incorporated like kinds of like just smaller discussion sections, smaller support sections, talking about people's experiences and encouraging each other. So that like it could be maybe like a larger group like this being broken up for one section into smaller groups of three and four or five or whatever for more intensive discussion.
Okay, that's a thought too. Yeah.
Thank you.
And Sharon has a question.
Yes, I just wanted to comment that Library of Congress has a little primer called Who's Afraid of Braille Music? So if you're just starting and you are a Braille reader, it might, I don't know if it comes on audio or not, I question that, but you can borrow that. It's just a little paperback primer called Who's Afraid of Braille Music? And we're not afraid to journey on after this neat retreat.
Well, thank you.
Okay, that's another tidbit. See, I didn't know that. I'm not a musician, you can tell. So I don't know a lot of the things that are available for musicians. So that's great.
Well, Ruth,
okay,
that is all the hands.
Okay.
That is all the hands.
So I guess what I would just like to say to people before we unmute everybody, because I think that'd be fun, is that I hope that what you really gain is a sense of well-being, that you have value. Your vision loss is a part of who you are, but it isn't everything that you are. It is a journey. I think one thing we haven't said this week, which is we haven't said that the journey is always going to be easy, because it's not. But it is possible to meet the challenges that you have. And sometimes they're not blindness related. There are lots of other things related. Being a senior, like you say, you can't bend down as you used to and can't run as fast, can't walk as fast, and other things maybe. But you have value. You enhance the quality of your life to your friends, your neighbors, your families. And you want to continue to grow and to learn, to meet new friends, and to create a life for yourself in whatever ways you want to do that. So you can move forward with your life. You can learn, and you can share the knowledge you already have with folks, and you can teach the people around you about living with blindness. Not everybody wants to hear it, so you will meet those people sometimes that don't want to hear it, but you can move on and find those people that do, because there are people out there who are not just helpful, but people who want to be your friend, who want to know who you are, and we have to be open, and we sometimes have to create those situations where we can interact and grow and share what we know with the people around us so they also have a better life. So I wish you the very best. This was a wonderful first ever senior retreat, and our name of our retreats is Live the Life You Want. That's the slogan of the National Federation of the Blind, and it's not just words. We believe it. You can live the life you want. So with that, I say adieu to everybody. I want to thank all of the people who helped me, all of my board and officers who led discussions and participated, all of them did in this retreat. I want to thank all of our presenters, our guest speakers, our Zoom platform people who we couldn't do this without. And I want to thank those people who are volunteering to instruct people in Braille. Some of them were not here on the retreat, but they are behind the scenes working with some of our folks. And then to all of you who took the plunge and decided to come to the retreat. And I think that's a first step for some people, and maybe it's for others not the first step, but I'm delighted that you decided to come to the retreat, because without your participation, we wouldn't have had a retreat. So thank all of you for everything that you've done as well.
Ruth,
so we should celebrate each other.
Well, thank you so much for letting us serve you and help you today. And yeah. Abby, do you want to hit that button to get the chaos that somebody requested earlier? Do you want to do that? You want me to do it? Maybe she's gone. Let me go. I'll just go right over here. We will unmute everybody, and you will hear a sound. You may, if you've ever been to LCB and they sang "Happy Birthday," you realize that all blind people don't have a good singing voice. But you're about to find out a sound that you may or may not ever want to do. So I apologize. Let me, can't talk and listen at the same time. Let me go back. Here we go. I apologize.
Are people unmuted then? Not yet.
Oh, you'll know.
Okay.
Darn, I saw it a second ago. Here we go. You can now unmute yourself.
Thank you. Bravo, bravo. Yay.
Thank you.
Everybody, all
right. Bravo, bravo.
Thank you very much.
My swan looks like a turkey.
Stay well, everyone.
When is the next one?
Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming.
Bye,
everybody. Bye. Bye. Thank you, Paul.
George and I say thank you and goodbye.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Very good.
Not near as bad as it could be. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome.
Let's go build the Federation.
All right.
Thank you, Ruth. Everybody.
You're welcome.
What time is it?
It is 19 after.
Oh, 19 after. Wow.
Yes.
19 after.
Very good. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Abby.
You're welcome. It was fun. I learned a lot. I've had a lot of experience coming in, but I learned a few things I'd never done before, and it's really, really kind of nice. I'm going to help Colorado out next week, or at least their talent show on Thursday night with some trumpet playing and piano playing. Well, if you need anything, Ruth, I'd be glad to
help out. Well, maybe we'll be planning one or something in the spring. We'll see.
And, you know, I didn't really get a chance to announce this on this. I was doing a technology Zoom call 8 a.m. on Thursday mornings from April until October.
And
it was a hodgepodge of, I was working for the state, so it was kind of my morning call, but anybody could have come on it if we had gotten the word out. But sometimes you get, when you have 50 people on a call every time, it kind of can get cumbersome.
Right,
but we did it on, I just produced technology. It was mobility. It was echoes, all kinds of stuff like that. So I don't know if the senior division, I'm not a senior yet. I'm getting there, really close. But if you get into something like that, and if you decide you want to do something like that, I would be happy to help facilitate
or even
help with mobility. You know, kind of like what we did here, but just on even if it was a monthly basis. Zoom allows us to do those kind of things.
To do that,
monthly, where instead it was once a year.
Right, and see, people were asking me, well, what is the senior? And I said, we're not taking IDs. We're sponsoring the retreat, but you could be any age, right? Because what we're talking about, but of course we emphasize some things for seniors, like it's hard to bend down and things like that, but really what we were talking about, anybody at any age could use.
Yes, exactly. I mean, all these things are good theories.
So, exactly. It's just that I know that seniors often are shuttled and given a Braille watch or a talking watch maybe and something else, and then that's all the training they get, you know. And so our mission is to do more than that. I mean, we should be teaching, and we know how to teach seniors and other, well, if you're a Federationist, you know how to teach other blind people, period.
Yes.
So we should be the ones doing it, as opposed to just letting a state agency do as little as they do.
Yeah, I mean, and that's unfortunate, because there again, I know they try, like senior divisions within different states, they have their sighted people, and I'm not saying that sighted people can't do it. I'm just saying that a lot of times if they're appointed to a new position, then all of a sudden they're just doing what they think is best rather than seeking out the authority of those who live it daily.
Who do it on a daily basis, who live it, yes. Yes.
Yeah, and,
okay, well,
please include that Nebraska has a very good commission for the blind.
Yes.
Yes, they do. It's probably yeah, ranked really up yeah. there with the...
It varies, yeah. The states vary greatly.
Yeah,
I mean,
Nebraska,
they're not
Hawaii,
the same.
Nebraska, Hawaii, yeah, those two plus the three that were created by the NFP are probably the five elite places. Iowa used to be.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are anymore, but they... But they have, I don't know if they've up in there, but I'm not here to judge. Any
right,
journey
right.
is certainly good.
No, they vary. Hard. They vary greatly, you know, and it depends on the leadership because Maryland had some leadership and doesn't
right.
anymore. So, I mean, it's just because you yeah. have it doesn't mean it's going to stay there either because it doesn't.
No, it's just
yeah,
like your skills.
True.
If you don't use them, you lose them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, I'm going to end this call.
Okay.
Everybody
Alrighty.
Have a great day.
So is it fair to say at 2:30 or it's the 30 mark?
I'd say it's pretty close.
12:24 mine time, so it's
yes.
2 hours behind.
Well, let's
yeah.
talk for one more minute.
yeah.
Is there a, I don't know if you can hear me or not. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I was just wondering, is there, you were mentioning that Nebraska and Hawaii were good training, had good training programs. Is there a list of like a rating and reviews of different training sites in the country in which
you're
considered best?
I don't think you're going to find that. I mean, NFB would definitely say their three centers that they have in Minnesota, Colorado, and Louisiana are probably the top ones.
The best.
Just because they're the best. Because
yeah.
but the other ones are state agencies. Now, the state agencies, those two, Hawaii and Nebraska, have kind of gone along with the NFB's guideline, but they're still state agencies. So it's hard to say. We wouldn't want to necessarily judge. I mean, like Utah, I mean, we have Adam Rushforth as the director. He had Louisiana Center training. He has NOMCs on his staff, but he's a state agency. And so we're still governed by the state, even though they don't drink the NFB philosophy. So we do what we can. We try to infiltrate everybody as much as we can. But
yeah.
There's a guide.
Thank you.
So have a good afternoon. Thank you, Abby. Thank you, Jerry. And we'll be probably talking.
Thank you.